Cindy, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And how's everything going?
Good. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you on. And obviously, you're in the middle of the off season. So, how's your off season been going so far? And do you have any plans this summer, whether it's hockey related or not?
Yeah, so it's good right now. I am recovering from a broken ankle injury, so doing a lot of physio and trying to get back into shape for next season.
Are you expected to be back by the time the season begins?
Yeah, I'm hoping I will be. I have to have surgery again, but hopefully everything goes well and I'll be able to hit the ice in time.
Nice, nice. Well, obviously you're working on recovering your ankle, but is there anything you like want to improve on for next season regarding your game, and how are you going to go about doing that with this injury setback that you're facing right now?
Yeah, so definitely just becoming stronger on the ice. So like things like working on my shot, which obviously doesn't really require a lot of ankle movement, so luckily I can work on shooting in the backyard and stuff like that, which is good.
Nice, nice. Well, let's transition now and start off the podcast by talking about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of working all the way up to where you are today. So doing research on yourself, it says you're from London, Ontario. So talk about growing up there and how'd you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so London, Ontario, big athletic community, and especially a lot of success within women's hockey. So it was kind of really awesome living in that competitive community and getting to play here. So I obviously came from a big hockey family, and so my dad was a big influence on me and put me into hockey at a young age. So that's kind of where I started.
Who was your favorite player growing up? I'm assuming it was probably someone on the Leafs, if I had a guess.
Well, I am a Leafs fan, but I would say obviously Haley Wickenheiser, who is awesome, but Megan Augusta, another player on the national team who I really looked up to. I had the chance of meeting her when I was playing hockey in Ottawa. I ran into her. So she was a really good role model and someone like I definitely looked up to with her hockey career and just how hard she worked and everything.
What's she like as a person off the ice?
She was really down to earth and just someone who you would want your role model to be like when you met them. So it was
That's
awesome.
awesome.
Yeah.
I heard Wickenheiser works for the Leafs, if I'm not mistaken. I think she's like one of their like management. I don't know what it's like now with everything that's going on there, but I did remember reading something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but she's pretty amazing. Like I know she's gone to medical school and everything, and she's done a lot of crazy good stuff there. So it's awesome.
Well, obviously, before heading off to college, you played for two organizations, the London Devilettes and then the Blue Water Hawks. I first off want to talk about the London Devilettes. So, how'd you get the opportunity to join that team?
Yeah, so I played House League for 3 years in London, and then I got the chance my major novice year. I got the chance to try out for London, and I tried out as a forward, that which was my position at the time, but they wanted a defenseman, so I said, "Oh, I'll play defense," and I got on the team and been a defense ever since. So that's good.
What was your experience like with the Devilettes?
It was good. I made a lot of friends and grew up playing with a lot of the same girls. So it was a lot of fun.
That team was loaded. I was looking at it. It was like Nicole Gosling,
Oh, yeah. We have a
Emma
lot.
Harvey was on that team as well. So a lot of
Yeah.
talented players that you got to play
Yeah,
with
for
there.
sure. Yeah. There were a
Now,
lot of girls.
you then went on to play for the Blue Water Hawks. So what led you to make that transition and play for that organization?
Yeah, there just became a point where London really didn't want me to move on to the higher level, which I knew I could play at. And Blue Water reached out and they really wanted me to come join. So I thought it was kind of a no-brainer to switch over and go to somewhere where they really wanted me.
Now, obviously, before college hockey, COVID sort of happened in the middle of your junior hockey career, and it sort of affected many things. So, my question is sort of how did you handle the challenges of the pandemic, having sort of an inconsistent schedule, and what'd you do during that time period where you weren't on the ice to help improve your game and get ready for college hockey?
Yeah, that was definitely really challenging, but off the ice, I really worked on my off ice training and I was working out pretty much every day, sometimes twice a day. And I kind of from there, my off ice training, like ever since COVID has like I've just realized how important it is and how much it benefits my game on the ice. So it was obviously a challenge, but I think we learned a lot and I think it turned out good. from what it was.
Now, how did your experience in the OWHL help prepare you for college hockey with SUNY Canton?
I would say when you're playing at that level, it's obviously the highest level you can play in Ontario for minor hockey, and you're exposed to a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of girls who obviously move on to really high levels, and there's also a big age gap, which is similar to with in the college playing there. So it was really a good opportunity to be exposed to that.
Now, what's the best memory from your Blue Water Hawks hockey days when you look back on it now?
Yeah, I would just say since it was majority of my time playing there, it was in within COVID. I would say just the relationships I made with a lot of the girls. I got obviously to meet a lot of new people and play with some friends I never got to play with. So just yeah, the friendships I made was really memorable to me.
Now, talk about your recruitment process with SUNY Canton and what made you want to play there versus other schools you might have looked at.
Yeah, so during COVID, I kind of was discouraged, thought like maybe I wouldn't really play any more hockey past my minor hockey career. And so then I didn't really think about playing D3, but in my last year, I got a lot of people reached out. And so I just kind of thought, okay, well, it seems like great quality hockey. And then SUNY Canton eventually reached out, and I saw they were in a really good conference and everything. So I thought, why not? Like they look like a pretty good program. They seem to really want me. It seems like they really value me and want me to be able to influence a lot of their programs. So I said, why not?
And what was like sort of the biggest adjustment you had to make as a freshman to the college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, the physicality, or just the less time and space you have with the puck?
Yeah, definitely less time and space, like making quick and smart decisions, and just your on ice IQ. I think that was a big change. Like I find in junior hockey, it was a little bit more chaotic and everything. So like obviously speed helps, but just making those smart decisions was a big change.
Now, during your freshman year, you scored your first collegiate goal against SUNY Potsdam. Talk about that goal, what it meant to yourself, and where do you keep the puck today?
Yeah, that was obviously a really big deal for me, especially because it was against our rivals, Potsdam. So it's always a big game when we play them. And scoring that goal, it was really awesome. My team was super happy for me. And so it was just a great feeling. And I keep the puck beside my bed on my nightstand at school.
Nice. Is it with you now in Ontario, or do you just leave it at school?
No, it's in Canton,
All
still
right.
at
You
school.
gotta get that framed at some point though, if you still memorialize it.
Yeah, for sure.
Now talk about what it's like playing in the NEWHL, or now the SUNYAC, I guess is what it's called, and just the competition that you face every weekend in that conference.
Yeah, well, that conference is really competitive. You have the Plattsburghs and Cortlands and Oswego, so it was awesome. We always knew it was going to be a challenge that we had to face, and we got better every game and just put our heads down and just grinded it out. So it was really good playing in that league. Just made us better.
And what do you think was like the biggest improvement you made to your game from the start of your freshman year to now?
I think just using, for me, I'm not a very big player, so using my speed to my advantage and just going up for a lot more rushes and just making quick, smart plays, I think that really helped, and I just saw a big change in my game from that.
Now your team have finished above 500 this year, so to just talk about your team's performance from your freshman year and what did you take away from that?
Yeah, well, my team, we had a really successful year. We set a lot of new records and tied some. So that was really awesome. And I think we're just going to continue to get better. So it was a good year, and we all grew together, which was awesome.
And your team lost to Plattsburgh in the postseason. So I do want to ask you, what did you learn from the postseason experience? And how do you think it's going to help your team out for next season?
Yeah, so obviously that was a bummer. I was sitting in the stands because it was after I had broken my ankle, so it was hard to watch the girls lose that game. And I know how hard they worked, and we all wanted it for our senior and everything. So it was hard to watch that, but I think we learned from that, and I think next year we're going to come out stronger and better than ever.
What are team's goals and expectations for next season?
Next season, well, I think just getting better, setting more records, new records. And well, I think bringing in some more, continue to bring in some stronger players. I think Coach Grant has done a good job with recruiting this year. So it's going to be exciting to see what happens next year.
And do you have any individual goals and expectations?
Yeah, just to continue to like not be set back by my injuries and just kind of like improving my game and not worrying about whatever I can't control, just kind of get stronger as a player and with my mindset on the ice. So I think that's all I want to work for next year.
What's the recovery process like for a broken ankle, and what's sort of the biggest challenge that you're going to have to face sort of getting back on the ice once everything's all done?
Yeah, so I think the biggest challenge is just getting, like, it's just going to be a little bit different and just getting that feeling back of where I was, not being so scared of like doing it again or whatever. And just a lot of physio and trying to get my strength back. So, yeah.
How'd you break your ankle?
It was one of our last games against Morrisville. I got the puck and some girl slid into me. I fell really awful.
Yeah. How do you sort of like, I guess the mindset's sort of the big thing, like you sort of mentioned, because you obviously, you don't want to be scared, but it's hard not to be when that whole situation's going on again. So is there like sort of a, I guess, a training on the mind and sort of trying to get yourself back to not sort of thinking about it when you're on the ice for the, once you start getting back to skating and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but I'm just hoping that once I get on the ice, it'll just feel like back to normal and it'll leave my mind, hopefully.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
Well, I'll listen to anything, but if I'm in charge of music, it's definitely going to be country music.
Which artists do you like to listen to?
I like Eric Church and Zach Bryan's good, Morgan Wallen, Chris Stapleton.
Nice.
Really anyone.
Are you one of those people, because I know some people like country only during the summertime. Are you like a year-round country person?
Oh yeah, for sure. Year-round, all the time.
Awesome, awesome. I'm starting to get into it a little bit, but only like particular artists. I feel like I'm very picky with my country music and how I like, what I like and what I don't like.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations I find, so that's okay.
I do like the old school stuff. That's sort of
my favorite. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, we love to listen to Johnny Cash at home, so.
Oh yeah, for sure. Walk the Line is a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, getting back to some more non-hockey questions is, what's your guilty pleasure TV show?
Definitely Friends. It always makes me happy, puts a smile on my face, so I'll always turn that on.
Were you watching a lot during when you were resting your ankle and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of sitting around and doing nothing, just turning on the TV and watching some Friends.
Now, what is your most embarrassing hockey moment?
Well, it's always embarrassing leaving a piece of equipment behind before a game, but I think the most embarrassing hockey story was, we were going to a Sunday morning skate at like 8 a.m. And this is when I was young. So my dad was loading the truck with me and my sister's hockey gear. And for some reason, he forgot to close the tailgate. And on our way to the rink, we lost both of our bags in some intersection. So, and we went back and they were gone. So it was just crazy hassle trying to find the bags, but luckily we got them back. So that was pretty embarrassing.
That's tough. I feel bad for your dad though, because like, I don't know how you sort of, hockey equipment's very expensive. So it's one of those things like you can't just buy it all in one day.
Yeah, he's never been so mad. And I was young and I was like, what's going on? Oh yeah, it was crazy.
How'd you end up finding it?
So the person who picked it up, luckily she was going through the bag, looking at jerseys and stuff. And I think she called I think I had a jersey from an old hockey school. So she called the person who she knew ran that hockey school, and they were like, oh, I know whose bag that is. And we got it that same day. And I think actually that person who found the bag, I think it was her wedding day or something.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was crazy.
That's pretty cool. Good wedding story for her, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what would the perfect day look like for you?
Well, I typically like to, I always feel good if there's a workout in my day. So probably starting the day with a workout and then probably sitting by the pool with some friends and then hanging out with family, people I love, just eating dinner or whatever, and then playing cards and bonfire to end the day off.
Nice. For me, it would just be a hockey game. I know that's pretty basic, but that's what I like to do. So, I don't know what else. I gotta think of something else besides that, though. Now, let's talk about some of your teammates. Who's the funniest on your team in college?
Oh, definitely my roommate, Jamie McElveen. She's hilarious. She's always got a joke.
Now, I think you have the best style on the team, but besides yourself, who would you say has the best style?
I would say Coach Grant, for sure.
Now, getting back to some more non-hockey questions, is what's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I think the most interesting I think I've seen. I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw this video that apparently elephants view humans like humans view puppies. So they think we're super cute and cuddly, which I found really cute and funny.
That's pretty funny. I guess for me, probably, I don't know, probably just the Florida Panthers beating the Hurricanes last night. And I think Bob Vrosky's like, I don't know what's going on with him. He's like playing out of his mind right now. He's one of the best goaltending performances of the playoffs in the last 10 years, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was awesome to watch.
Now, one more non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I think Robin Williams, he was a really kind soul and brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. So I think it would just be a real pleasure to be able to eat lunch with him and just talk to him.
I love the movie Good Will Hunting, so that's a good
It's
answer.
a great movie.
So getting back to some more hockey questions now. What advice would you give younger players trying to pursue college hockey like you did if just last year?
I think just kind of to not get discouraged if like your number one choice doesn't work out for you, and because there is a lot of opportunity, especially that you may not know about. So just keep working hard and good things will happen and put yourself out there a little bit. And yeah, just keep working hard.
Do you have any shout outs you want to give to any of your teammates, former teammates, family
I definitely
members,
want to,
friends?
yeah, I definitely want to give out a give a shout out to all of my teammates and all of my friends and family.
Who should we have on the podcast next? It could be anyone that you played with or know.
Definitely my goalie from this year, Finney, Serena Alvarez. You should definitely have her on. She's got a great story to tell
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sydney, for joining me on the podcast today. I really appreciate your time. It means so much to myself. Best of luck with your injury recovery. I know you're going to get back from that as quickly as possible. And I just wish you and your team nothing but a successful season and have a good summer as well.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
One step forward and another back. I would never try to fool ya. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby, got me hooked on you once again.